God is true. For what is true? Deep inside I am crying out for more of you. In my life I am reaching out for what is true. There are groanings, there are stirrings I can't satisfy. Release me, Father, to dance like a child again. Take me, Jesus, to love you with a passion's flame. Sweet, sweet Spirit, come and burn me now, so that I can feel it change me in and out. Deep inside I am crying out for more of you. In my life I am reaching out for what is true. There are groanings, there are stirrings I can't satisfy. Release me, Father, to dance like a child again. Teach me, Jesus, to love you with a passion's flame. Father, to dance like a child again. Release me, Father, to dance like a child again. Release me, Father, to dance like a child again. Change me, Jesus, to love you with a passion's flame. Bring sweet Spirit,
praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. In you I find my peace. In you I find my strength. In you I live and move and breathe. Let everything I say and do be founded on my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and sing. Let your praises ring. Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. in you I find my peace. In you I find my strength. In you I live and move and breathe. Let everything I say and do be founded on my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and sing. Let your praises ring. Let your praises ring. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my hands. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my feet. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my everything. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my life. In you I find my peace. In you I find my strength. In you
faith in you, I lift up holy hands and sing. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Jesus. Thank
glory
Jesus.
To your name.
Glory, hallelujah.
Sing praise and honor to your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Calling.
Now I've found the greatest love of
your majesty.
This song is really a prayer that I just want to lift up to the Lord.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love, bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more.
Here I am waiting.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in
like everybody to stand and lift up their hands. Just act as a surrender to the Lord to just come live in us. Take over our life.
Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me.
you, Lord, and we do want you to come and live in us, Lord, because we need you every day more and more, and we want you to abide in us, and that way we can abide in you. Without you abiding in us, Lord, we don't have a chance. So just want to thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy this week, and just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Laura, I just feel like we need to respond a little bit to the worship this morning. Lord, I am just so struck by the life that you offer, Lord, the deal that you give us, Jesus. Lord, you take us just as we are, and we all know that that's not much, but you call it treasured. You call it prize. You call it everything that you wanted. You call it your purpose, Lord, to love us. Lord, you take us like we are. And Lord, but you offer us. From the very beginning, we sang, we'll put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You take our heavy burdens, Lord. You take our loads, Lord. You carry the load for us, Lord, and we get to walk a life with you, Jesus, that is full of your power, full of your spirit, Lord, if we so choose. Lord, and I'm just so humbled by how often I choose to not walk there, to not live there, but to live in my depression, to live in my upset feelings, to live in just looking around me and just be caught up in the world, Lord. But you offer so much more, Jesus. It's all there for us, Lord. And this life that you offer us, Lord, is not a life of giving everything up, a life of solitude, a life of just depravity, Lord. It's a full life. It's a life where we walk through it, Lord, and we shine you, Jesus. You shine through us. You come in and overcover our weaknesses, those flaws, Lord, and they become a shining point for you, Jesus. There's no way we can do that, Lord. We're stuck in our flaws. We're stuck in our weak areas, Lord, but they become strong things for you, Jesus. Lord, just help us to embrace the life that you have for us, Lord, not to accept what the world says you've given us, Lord, because you said, I don't give as the world gives. You've given so much more, Lord. We want to embrace fully the life that we have in you, Jesus. Are there any others that would just like to offer a prayer, a praise to the Lord in response to the worship we've had this morning?
Thank you.
Lord, we just wait before you for a moment. And we know, Lord, that you are touching those places that have maybe become crusted over, and we think there's no hope for that area, Lord, but you are touching them, Jesus. There is hope in you, Lord. There is life in you, life abundant. You cause us to triumph and to walk in victory, Lord, in this life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it's good to see all of you here. And we have things are a little different this morning. Pastor Dave had planned to be here, but I think most of you know our middle son Josh is in Germany right now, and he's finishing up a term that he's done there to finish his School of Business training through OSU. And this week ended his classes, and so he and his dad had planned this little celebration trip at the end of his term, and he's flying over, and they're going to spend 10 days just touring around the area. Well, anyway, that was all set up, and Dave was flying out this afternoon, and he was all prepared to speak this morning, and then we got a call from the airline that there's airplane problems, and he had to get there right away for an earlier flight, or it was all going to be messed up. And so, anyway, not to worry, not to worry. Someone's going to rail on you this morning. No. Yeah. I was just watching Pollyanna, that little movie, and I don't know if any of you have watched that, but that preacher, I'm going to preach the hell out of you this week. I'm going to get the devil out of you, you know. And you guys are out there rolling in it all week, but I'm going to scare it out of you. So, but that's not going to happen this morning. You can rest. I see. I hear applause for that. Yeah. But but anyhow, so Pastor Dave is on his way to Germany, playing around, and y'all pray for me because I'm holding down the fort. I didn't get to go to Europe. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, that's okay. That's right. I guess the MRE Bible study is meeting this week on Thursday night, right? They've been taking a break for a month. So if you normally plan that, that's Thursday night at Brian and Kathy Barrett's house. And you can call them or call the Schnockies or Greg's if you don't know where that is, and they'll tell you. Okay, well, Bob, since he didn't make it, you want to come?
Let's go ahead and open in prayer for me. Lord, again, we pray for your presence here this morning. And we pray for your spirit to be imparted through my words this morning, Lord, that your message is told, that those places where I may be lacking, that your spirit speaks loudly and boldly, Lord, and touches hearts, and hearts are changed and blessed by you this morning. In your name I pray, amen. A lady came up to a pastor after the service, and an elderly lady came up to a pastor after the service and said, "Pastor, that was a really good message this morning." And the pastor said, "Oh," she said, "just thank you very much for that message. That was a great message. Great message." And he said, "Oh, no, don't thank me, you know. Thank the Lord. It was from the Lord." And she goes, "Wasn't that good?" Well, I told Tim this morning that I was going to be teaching on who we are in Christ. Tim said, "Well, you can just say we're a new creation and sit down. There you go. Have it all in a nutshell." Basically, the questions I want to ask this morning is, the worship this morning was right on with where we're going this morning. Every song I'm thinking, well, that's a song they should sing when they come back after the message. And then the next song would come and I say, oh, that's a song they should sing when they come back for the message. And so, I think Eagle's Wings kind of sums it up. This is where I'd like to go this morning. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I'm longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. Strip away that pride and that stuff of me. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me and take my life. Take over. Come breathe in me. Breathe in me your spirit, Lord. And I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all of my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. And so the questions I want to ask this morning is, who are we in Christ? And I want to go to a place, but I want to first start off by saying we are saved by faith through God's grace. We all know this. We're saved by faith through God's grace. Faith in what? Faith in Christ. And nothing else. That's all there is. You receive Christ. You are saved. By faith, you receive Him. And when you're saved, you become a temple for God's Spirit. God's Spirit comes in and dwells in you and lives in you. You are, as Tim said, a new creation, born again. Hallelujah. And I mentioned the scripture the other Sunday. Of those of you who were here might have heard me, and we were talking about, what that means, the Spirit of Christ living in us, the resurrection power of Christ living in us. And I brought up there one scripture where Jesus says, where the disciples were asking him, it's amazing these things that you're doing, how are you doing these things and all this? And Jesus says, you will do even greater things. And that scripture just blows me away. I'm going to just kind of read here. Faith plus nothing. So why these have-tos? You always hear you have to things, I have to read the Bible and I have to go to church and I have to behave correctly and I have to do this and have to do that. And I was talking to, I'll call my brother-in-law, he's my wife's cousin's husband, whatever that is. And I was saying the difference between Christianity and all the other faiths is all these other ones, you've got these religious have-tos that you have to do. You have to get up and read the Quran, you have to face Mecca, you have to whatever, you have to do this, you have to do that, you can only do this or only do that. And I said the difference between Christianity and other religions is you don't have to do anything. You receive Christ by faith, that's it, nothing else. That's all you need. And he brought up, he goes, well, if you sin, then what do? You have to go and repent of that sin. Don't you have to do that? Well, that really struck me. Exactly, compelled. That is a great word. That's where I want to go this morning. There's you get to. That's great. You're compelled to. You want to. It's not a have to. So that was, and for me, for a second, I'm going, well, yeah, I do have to repent of my sin. I have to. But then when I thought about it more, I get to and I want to, and I still don't have to. I'm still saved. And I don't know, that may rock your theology and it may not be correct. You know, take everything to the Bible. Don't listen to everything I have to say. You know, test it. I've been wrong before. So anyhow, where I want to go this morning is who are you in, who you are as a Christian and what can you do? Who you are as a Christian and what can you do? Well, hopefully it's not you doing it, it's God doing it through you. And then when Karen was praying this morning, it struck me again, I should add this to the who you are as a Christian and what can you do and where are you living and where is your strength? Karen was, again, the worship was right along with the message this morning. And Karen, and it's funny because I wasn't supposed to preach this morning. And Dave, I guess, had a really good message because Mike said he had more notes to punch into the anyhow. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to shift gears for a second. We'll get back to this. Who are we in Christ? Who is Christ in us? Where are we living? Where is our strength? And what can we do through Christ? I give a little example. I was going to use Don Howard if he was here this morning, but he's not. Well, I can still pretend he's here. What's Don's wife's name? Melissa. I was going to go up to Don and go, Don, guess what? You love Melissa. And Don would go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Right? Is that what he'd say?
No.
No, he doesn't need to be told that he loves her. He goes to sleep thinking about her. He wakes up thinking about her. You know, and that's how we need to be with Christ and with God. We need to be in love with him, have an intimate fellowship. Totally enamored. I wrote enamored down in my notes. I'm sure it wasn't spelled right. How do you spell enamored? Oh, you can if you want. All of you that are the intellect types. I want to spend some time this morning. I'm going to shift gears and we'll go back to that being enamored with God in a minute. I'm going to spend some time this morning talking about gifting because, again, who are you as a Christian? If you don't know, hopefully by now you're finding your identity in Christ. Your identity is in Christ, but you may not understand all the ramifications and all the what that means. What does that really mean for me individually? Who am I in Christ? So we're going to take a minute and read some scriptures on the gifts. I got this out of the Spirit-filled Bible, and so this is completely a teaching that they have in the back of the Bible. They have some different teaching, and the reason I use the Spirit-filled Bible is because it, not because like great guys contributed to like Jack Hayford and Pat Robertson and all these guys, but what's interesting about that is these guys are all kind of from that did contribute to this Bible are all kind of a little bit from different schools, but they're all in the one school that the spiritual gifts and the spirit, the things of the spirit are for today. That's the only thing they had in common, and that's how they, so that's why I really like this Bible, because it really, this one guy who I never heard of before came up with this little teaching, and he talks about the gifts in three different, from a Trinitarian standpoint, from the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are gifts of the Father, gifts of the Son, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you'll see where I'm going with that in a minute. The gifts of the Father are what you've heard. Who was that guy back in the... Bill Gothard. He came up with this teaching of the motivational gifts from Romans. Interesting thing about that was when Bill Gothard came up with that, basically throwing those Romans gifts into a thing of motivational gifts, at the same time, in different parts of the world, different teachers were coming up with that concept and that idea, and were teaching that strongly. And then there's the gifts of the Spirit and the gifts of the Son. And we'll start with the gifts of the Spirit, if you want to turn your Bibles to, or if Mike puts it up there, 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 12. And I'm not only, as we discover and figure out who we are in Christ and how God wired us and how it all works, it's not just figuring out for ourselves and us, it's figuring out how the body works and how we work together as a body and how the unity of Christ flows and works and how God's kingdom is advanced. So, amen. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. And where did I say I was going to go to? 12, okay. But one and the same Spirit works all of these, distributing each to each one individually as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ. All right, let's flip to the gifts of the Father, the motivational gifts, Romans 12. Oh, Romans is before Corinthians. I know my Bible. I was going to go the other direction. Romans 12, verse 3. This takes a minute to get into it, but don't listen closely to everything that's being said here. Romans 12, verse 3. Do. For I say, through the grace given to me, thank you, Lord, for the grace, not to think of myself more highly than I ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having these gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And you know, I think I'll go ahead and read the next verse too. Let love be without hypocrisy, harbor what is evil, cling to what is good. I mean, all these verses, it's hard to stop. You could keep reading forever. Okay, let's turn to Ephesians 4. Four seven. Ephesians 4:7. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. So he is put in authority over all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So there you have it. I'm just skimming over this. I mean, this is a deep subject. You could spend a month teaching on all these different gifts and go through the whole thing. But I just wanted to get that in our understanding this morning, that God has given liberally gifts to you. And if you're not using them, the body is being crippled. That's the only point I wanted to make. With all this, I mean, there's so much good teaching in all those scriptures. I mean, it's just cool the different things in there. You need to spend some time in those scriptures and study them in depth, especially if you don't know who you are in Christ. I have an inkling of who I am in Christ. I still need to study them because there's so much more to learn. So, who are you in Christ? What can you do? Are you engaged in your giftings? I never forget, how many years ago was it we were over at the Odors doing that gifting study with the Gary Smalley study. And if those of you who are not familiar with it, he puts your different personality styles and giftings, the way you're wired, into animal groups. And the animal groups are the lion, and the lion is the fearless leader. You know, someone who's a leader when you see him. And, you know, and each one of these gifts have, if you're not on the plumb line and you're not being in the right place, you can be swinging to some bad stuff either way. You know, they each have drawbacks. But if you're following Christ and the Spirit of God, you're hopefully motivating and being led in what a real lion is and what a real leader is. So the lion was the big leader dude. The otter was the playful party waiting to happen. Yeah, she likes that one because she's one of those otters. There was the eager beaver, which was the little jot and till dude who was the accountant, you know, everything's techie, whatever, you know. There was the golden retriever, which was the faithful servant. Let's see, I'm leaving one out still. Eager beaver, golden retriever, otter. No, that's it. Yeah. And so you took these tests and you scored with all these questions. You got points for which one you were. And basically to explain to yourself where you were at in that gifting, if the points are really high, then you may be a little bit extreme in that gifting, and you need to be careful, you know, that you don't fall into these certain temptations that may fall. I was a golden retriever, and I was all the way off the chart to the right, and Gary Smalley told me I need to learn to say no. And one person I remember, this gentleman sitting over here by the window, Dave Brawley, he scored pretty flatline, almost just completely. Only person that everybody else, you know, everybody else had a tendency towards one thing with some variations of a couple other, you know, mixed in there, you know, because we're not usually all. But this guy was
very balanced.
Yeah, and if you notice him, he is a very balanced guy. He's very even keeled, and it was kind of cool. And he's sitting there, oh man, don't say that. But anyhow, moving on. But anyhow, we don't find our gifting so we can, you know, wield that sword of the Spirit around and say, look at me, you know. And that's what is a tendency and tends to happen. But we, the reason we discover our giftings, well, why do you guys think, what are some good reasons why you discover your giftings? What do you guys think? Why do you need to know your giftings? Yeah, we have to be careful not to be prideful about our giftings. And another thing, you know, some of us who may not think we have any giftings, you do. Some of you may think you have some giftings, but you're pretty weak in your giftings. And you need to remember a couple things here. Maybe you are a lion or an otter or whatever, but maybe God wants to use you as something else. Because where we are weak, He is strong. So this isn't to put yourselves in boxes either, you know, to find out who you are. It's more to find out and recognize and promote and encourage and understand others in the body and understand how we're working together with others and how where they're coming from and how the body will come together and how it'll be unified and how it'll work together and advance the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about. So, and again, I always want to address two kinds of people. One, the little weak, woe is me kind of person. You know, where you're weak, God is strong. Because we all struggle in somewhere. And the real intellectual kind of person. Because you won't understand God's giftings and walk them out until you have this intimate, close relationship that I was referring to about earlier, where you're enamored with God, you're in love with Him. You go to bed sleeping, thinking about Him. Wake up thinking about Him. And He is your motivation and purpose for life. Yeah. And that's where you do experience God, and that's where you do when you step out, and that's where you do things that, like, wow. But until you step out, until you experience it, you don't learn it. You don't see it. You don't understand it. And it, that's a hard line, and it's a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. Trust and obey.
Things always have to go smooth. You know that gift is for you.
Yeah, everything always has to be perfect and smooth all the time. No. Go ahead, Barb. Oh. You know what? Stretching.
There's a terrified on the outside, totally terrified, don't learn anything, can't move. And then there's the stretching zone where you're learning.
I want to warn you that if you're comfortable and you're floating along, then I don't know if you're in a very good place. You're going to be stretched. This life is never going to be everything you want it to be. No. He's trying to think if any of them were. No, I don't. Many of you have known me for a while know I like collecting quotes, and one of the quotes I really like is, I want to quote it correctly. God doesn't give us overcoming life, He gives us life as we overcome. The point is not I lost my train of thought. Amen. Now you remembered what I wanted to say. What you were saying. What brings to mind, hold on a second, and I'll get you in just a second. There was one scripture in here talking about good, you know, for the good of the Lord. And Deuteronomy says, you know, choose life. You know, you have, God sets before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life. Well, in all these situations, painful situations that are here on this earth and aren't going away, you have a choice. You have a choice to choose life or choose death in that situation. You have a choice to choose blessing or choose curses in that situation. And our flesh and our nature, we choose the curses and we choose death. Most of the time, a lot of the times. But we have, all the time, hopefully every once in a while, yeah, in the flesh. But hopefully that's what we're talking about this morning. The Spirit of God indwelling in you gives you the ability to hopefully choose life and choose blessings. You have a choice in every situation, no matter how dire it is, to do either. And where the one seems easier, they're both just as easy or just as hard. But I think, from my selfish standpoint of view, I don't want the death and the curses and this. I know that if I choose life, it is going to be easier. And so, I'll go on to where I was. The other kind of person I like to address when we're talking about this kind of thing is the intellectual, non-feeling type, you know, maybe the eager beaver, more oriented kind of person that sometimes has a hard time connecting with their feeling, or the male kind of person. Like, what do you feel about this? I don't know. You know, that kind of person. Because some of us operate completely in the intellectual. And I was ministering to a guy, Tim, when I used to work at Tunnel Radio. There was an electrician kind of guy that was completely, you know, facts and figures, no gray areas, intellectual thinking, this, that, and the other. And I tried to relate to him, you know, he needs to have a loving relationship with his father. And he said, I've tried that over and over. I don't get it, and I can't connect, and I can't do the loving relationship thing with God. It just doesn't, it's not real to me, and I just can't connect. And, again, this comes back to the what some people label as the have-tos. You know, you have to read your Bible and you have to pray and you have to, again, we don't have to, we get to, and we just don't get to. We really want to because we're in love with God. But that is where you're going to hear from God. There's people ask me that all the time, you know. That's the same kind of person will say, well, how do you hear from God? I never heard anything, you know. And I think of a Chris Rice song. He says, special revelations for everybody but me. You know, I'm not getting any of this stuff. What's the deal? You know, there's people like Julie who are very gifted in prophecy and the word of the knowledge from the Lord. And I think she knows that, but she definitely isn't. And there may be someone else that can, well, I don't get anything like that. Karen's very prophetic. I mean, if you ever see her up here leading worship. And so maybe that's not your gifting. And maybe that's not, but God still has a spirit in you and He's still working in you. And the only way that you're going to connect with that loving relationship thing that you just can't quite grab a hold of because you're you're stuck in the natural. The spiritual is as real as the natural. In my opinion, this is an opinion, you can put it again. The spiritual is more real than the natural. The natural is just a shadow of the spiritual. Okay? And that is... Go ahead. Exactly. That, I'm always amazed when people go, how did that guy get with that girl? They're just so totally different. Well, I think that's the way God plans it, like you're saying. A balance, again, that plumb line, pendulum, keep being in check. Go ahead, Mike, what you were going to say. Received by God's grace. Yeah, the what ifs, they're always going to be a struggle. But we come into that peace and rest and freedom when we understand that we are not in control, God is. And we all know that, but we all have to keep being taught that over and over and over and over and over. We are not in control, God is. We are not gods, God is God. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up now. If I can find my, what did I just do with my glasses? So this is why we want to read the Bible, attend church, fellowship with other believers, worship. You know, again, back to the intellectual person's having a hard time hearing from God. If you're not doing these things, I guarantee you're probably not hearing much from God. And then I always think of Dave's example of this couple getting married and having a great honeymoon and everything. And then the guy says, okay, see you later, and takes off and never sees her again. Are they still married? You know? And I love that example because that's how we are with God lots of times. Yeah. See ya. But the way that we stay connected with God, the way we have a relationship with God is we read the Bible. We, in times when you're studying, the Holy Spirit will... Wah, 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 you know, Holy Spirit highlighter on the word, bring something out and it'll speak to you. You will hear from God. So if you don't hear from God, try reading the word more. You will hear from God. Attend church. And this isn't just because a religious function, gotta attend church. It's because that's where fellowship with the other believers, that's where you hear words of prophecy, that's where you pray, that's where you're going to hear from God. To me, there's two big times that I hear from God the most. I mean, like I say, I have the Holy Spirit highlighter thing in the, when I'm reading the Word. But the two times is in worship and prayer. And I would say even more in prayer meetings. And it's funny because that seems to be sometimes in certain places one of the least attended parts of a church body is the prayer meeting. And to me, I mean, and again, it may not be that way with you. To me, that is where I hear from God the most. That serving meeting we had the other night, wow, I heard from God. It was amazing. So you want to hear from God. You want to have a relationship with God. You have to meet with God. That's all there is to it. Okay. So, again, have to's? No, we want to. We are gifted because we want to recognize and encourage giftings in others and see their potential and understand where other people are coming from. And not only do we want a more intimate and deeper relationship with God, we want to have an intimate and deeper, more deeper relationship with each other so we can be in unity and become the body of Christ and do what God created us to be, live as God created us to be. Bringing unity to the body of Christ and advancing the kingdom of God. When we live in our giftings, that's when we will not only be living life to its fullest, but we will be irresistible to a fallen and lost world. That's it. Worship team, if you wanted to come up and...
I kind of
got me over the jitters a little bit, and I thought, you know, I can do this for the Lord. If I can do those other dumb things, I can certainly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you, Jesus. All that stuff comes with just walking with the Lord daily.
Yeah.
Here I am. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and live in me all my life. Take over, and breathe in me. I will ride on the eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. I will rise on the eagle's wings.
That's our prayer for this week, Lord. That we do abide in you more and more. And we do meet with you more and more. And we come closer to you more and more, Lord. May we be a people who come and lay our heads upon your chest and listen to your breath. Breathe your spirit into each and every one of us.